Now, Sinn Féin will tomorrow table a Dáil motion calling for the government's €75 million shared equity housing scheme to be scrapped. The scheme, which is a central plank of the coalition's housing policy, would involve the state taking a stake in the home of a first-time buyer to help them get a footing on the property ladder. Sinn Féin is not the only critic. The ESRI, the central bank, and a former Secretary General of the Department of Public Expenditure and others have all raised questions about this plan. Let's talk now to the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien. A very good afternoon to you, Minister.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Thanks for joining us on the programme. As we said, a lot of criticism of this plan from a range of sources. Are you still determined to press ahead?
No, I am, and there hasn't actually been a lot of criticism, Brian. There's been some predictable criticism from the political side, from the opposition, but in relation to other bodies that you've mentioned, the ESRI, in fairness, engaged with the Committee on Pre-Legislative Scrutiny, as they should, because this is an important piece of legislation, and they stated during those hearings that shared equity schemes properly calibrated have considerable merit. And I think one of the things that we want to make sure from looking at other shared equity schemes, you know, in other jurisdictions, is that we target ours at those who need it most. But this is one element of a number of affordable measures in the affordable bill. One of them is to build affordable homes on state-owned land. We're targeting over 6,000 of that. Yeah. That's in the bill.
I understand that, but I mean, I think a lot of the criticism or the controversy has focused around this shared equity, and I want to keep the focus on that.
Sure, okay,
what the ESRI were saying, having looked at this and looked at your scheme, is it will very likely lead to higher house prices, likely to exacerbate affordability problems.
Well, no, the ESRI actually said again at the hearing that they gave that they weren't looking specifically at the scheme that I'm bringing forward. They were making general comments about potential risks of shared equity schemes. Now, some of the opposition to this particular shared equity scheme, particularly from Sinn Féin and others, has come about without them actually seeing the arrangement. I want to make sure that the arrangement itself is targeted at those who need it, at those people who are stuck in the affordability gap, thousands of people out there who are paying rents of up to €2,000 per month and could afford a mortgage of less than half of that but can't get it. So shared equity targeted at the right people works very well.
And even though
this piece is important. Yeah. Others have referenced house price inflation with these schemes. If you look at the equivalent scheme, a similar scheme in Britain, which I'll be making further changes to, because our scheme is different, led to a 14% increase in supply and less than 1% in house price inflation. So this is a supply-side measure, because really...
I'm looking at a report here from the London School of Economics into that scheme in the UK, and they concluded that it failed to trigger more construction activity, instead caused house prices to increase inside the Greater London area. The main beneficiaries may be developers and landowners, rather than struggling first-time buyers.
Well, that won't be the case here, if I can tell you. And the National Audit Office in Britain, which is the equivalent of our Controller and Auditor General, actually found that the house price inflation didn't emanate from this scheme. But my scheme is going to be different. We're looking at what other jurisdictions have brought forward. I'm going to calibrate ours, focused on those who need it, making sure there's regional price caps, that there's a fair cost arrangement within it, and I'll be publishing those regulations in the coming weeks.
We know the scheme will need sign-off approval from the central bank as the regulator. Isn't that the case? And we know the central bank did express their own reservations back in September when this was considered at a meeting attended by the governor of the central bank, again, around issues of house price inflation and boosting the profits, endangering people by putting them into greater debt and boosting the profits of developers. Do you believe the central bank will sign off on what you're planning?
We're working very closely with the central bank, and as you rightly say, that they were again making reference last September to the broad approach on shared equity. Let's remember as well and put this in context, that these measures, these targeted ones, are less than 2% of the overall housing budget, so 75 million out of 2 billion in capital, and actually 75 million out of 11 billion euro, which is the mortgage value in the state last year, so a tiny percentage, about 0.6%. But we've worked since then with the Central Bank of Ireland, and obviously any any sign-off on any scheme would include them and other stakeholders. And we're very close. And let's remember, Brian, we haven't had affordable schemes that have worked for people since the mid-2000s. I believe in home ownership. Mm. I believe that it's a just and honest aspiration.
And a lot of those who are criticising it share that belief, including let's leave Sinn Féin aside, the Association of Auctioneers and Valuers, you can hardly say are against home ownership. They say it's the wrong scheme, a grandiose way of getting round the central bank lending rules.
Well, it's not, and in fairness, it's not. And I think when they see the scheme published as it is, they will have a different view on it, because ours is targeted at those who need it. And it's part of the suite of affordability measures that we're bringing forward. The other one being delivering affordable homes on state-owned land. Some schemes achieved only a couple of weeks ago, one in my own area of Lusk, where we're looking at house prices between 165,000
and we'll talk about those. We'll talk about those, I'm sure,
sorry,
as well.
Brian, you're asking me a question.
I'm asking you a question about, particularly now, the politics of this. I note that Green TD's Nessa Hourican and Patrick Oskelow, they were telling the Mail they're opposed to the scheme. They want the 75 million, which you've earmarked for this, to be diverted actually into house building.
Well, we've the largest house building budget in decades. And we're actually going to, we've over €2 billion in new capital to build new homes. And I share that desire to ensure that we're building new homes for social housing, but also for affordable housing. This is one measure within it. Mm. It won't be one silver bullet approach.
It's a measure that needs sanction from Brussels, doesn't it, under state aid rules?
Absolutely it does.
And have you secured that yet, or any indication that you will?
We've had detailed engagement with the Commission as well. And none of these schemes, you don't just take them off the shelf. You actually calibrate them to look at the existing situation within our own country. We have a major supply issue here, as your listeners will know. We need to be producing about 33,000 homes a year. We're well off that at the moment, and obviously with the construction shutdown, we'll be further behind that. But fundamentally,
how much behind on social housing this year, do you think?
Brian, just if I could say, but fundamentally what we need to do is bring measures forward that are going to help boost supply and boost affordability. And I am more than confident in working with stakeholders, and we've been getting on very well with that.
Okay, I know that, but I did ask you, the promise was 12,750 additional social houses this year. How much short will that be as a result of the pandemic?
Well, it's hard to say right now, but I can give you, we're just concluding the figures for 2020, and we will have come in on about 72% of target for 2020, with a lot of those completions in the last part of last year. Right. There will be an impact with the shutdown. You're looking at potentially between public and private around 800 homes per week of shutdown. That is significant, but I've been working with stakeholders to make sure that we're going to make up lost time.
And what about reopening construction? What's the reopening construction? What's the earliest that might happen?
Well, the 5th of April would be the earliest, because government have actually made a decision with regard to the extension of the restrictions on public health grounds. In fairness, the sector...
And will it be the 5th of April, would you hope?
Well, look, I hope to get construction open as soon as we can and get it open safely. They have shown that they can operate safely. We need houses for our people. That's why measures that I'm discussing with you today are really important to help that. But we can only open when it's safe to do so. And I'm engaging with the stakeholders regularly within it. They've acted extremely responsibly. I think the Taoiseach has said as well is that construction in particular is a sector that we will be looking particularly at in the run-up to the 5th of April, and I earnestly hope we will be able to do that, because supply is the key.
Right.
Supply is the key, Minister, coupled with real measures like them bringing forward in the affordability bill that are targeted at those who want to own homes and who want to live affordable in an affordable home and an affordable rental home.
I think we've had a good and interesting discussion on
that.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Minister for Housing, Tara O'Brien. A man in his 30s has been arrested by